Ms. Baker.
Thank you, Council President. I am so honored and happy to be bringing this resolution today, honoring Friends of Mears Park. I want to call it in particular John Manillo, Leanne Labor, and so many other amazing volunteers with Friends of Mears. And in bringing this resolution, I want to note that I'm speaking not just for myself, but for so many other people in our community and in the city who are grateful to Friends of Mears. So before I say any more, I actually want to recognize one of those grateful individuals who joined specifically for this meeting, Director Mike Hom, our Parks and Rec director, who's here on the call, and just want to open up the opportunity for Director Hom to say a few words.
Thank you so much, Council President Brenmel and Council Member Naker, Mike Hom. I am the director of the Department of Parks and Recreation. I really appreciate this opportunity to make two quick comments. First, as Council Member Naker pointed out, I do get to speak also on behalf of my colleagues, the women and men of the Parks and Recreation Department, and we could not do the job we do serving the community without the help of the Friends of Mears Park to really bring vibrancy and life to Lower Town, both with their actions and also their ideas. The second comment I really want to lift up is their great example. And for anyone else who's watching this and wants to connect more to their park, their local park, we welcome their ideas and input as well, and their efforts. And we are working in with the COVID situation and with our website to update our public input, but the best way to connect with us is through our customer service portals on the web or at 651-266-6400. But the Friends of Mears Park is so instrumental in everything from lighting of the park to the gardening to the ideas that are brought forward to how to make Lower Town better connected to the park. We appreciate everything they do, and this recognition is very appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Hom. Ms. Naker.
Thanks, Council President, and thanks, Director Hom. Yes, I couldn't agree more, and I just wanted to add that I feel grateful every year for the partnership of Friends of Mears Park, which, as Director Hom said, we cannot do without. But in particular, this past year, when so many people have been struggling with the effects of the COVID pandemic, so many of us were forced to turn inward. Friends of Mears turned outward and asked what they could do to bring vibrancy back to a space that was lacking it, to see what they could do to enliven the holidays, even at a time when so many of us were feeling down. And if you haven't had a chance to see the incredible lighting of Mears Park, it is inspiring, it is magical, and they even took the time to organize a live stream of the holiday lighting for those who couldn't attend due to the pandemic. So just so many thoughtful and creative ways, as Director Hom said, their ideas of ways to get others involved and to enliven our public spaces. And I also want to point out that Friends of Mears is one among so many volunteer groups doing this kind of work for our city. And I'm grateful to them all and hoping that this year we can recognize many of them for their work, because we just cannot do it without them. So many thanks to Friends of Mears Park and congratulations, and I move approval.
Great, wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Naker. And it is a good reminder that with our online, the impersonal online meetings, that it also creates quite a few opportunities to bring our groups together and highlight the work that they're doing. So I appreciate this, as well as the kind of call to do that more often, given the simplicity of joining our meetings. So thank you for that. There's been a motion. Any discussion on that motion? Mr. Tolbert.
Yeah, I don't have a ton to add, but I just want to commend the volunteers and the Friends of Mears Park. It really is a citywide asset. Even though it's in Ward 2, it is a citywide asset. And I think this year has brought us a lot of appreciation for things that we have had in the past, as well as things that we have right now. And I know I've thought about a lot of the events that unfortunately we couldn't have, whether it's Jazz Fest or Blues Fest or different memorials at Mears Park. And it's one of the best places to possibly have them, because it is such a beautiful park. But I think it's also made us appreciate that we can walk outside to our great park spaces like Mears Park. And I know it was long before my involvement on the city council that this group was, got together and started really working to make it such a vibrant place, but they deserve a lot of credit for this. So thank you, Councilmember Naker, for highlighting this and recognizing this. It takes a village, and in this case, a lot of people from across the city were able to make this great. So thank you.
Any other discussion on the motion? All right. Seeing none, roll call.
Jalali.
Aye.
Naker.
Aye.
Prince.
Aye.
Tao.
Aye.
Tolbert.
Yes.
Yang.
Aye.
Council President Bren Mullen.
Aye.
7 in favor, no one opposed. The resolution is adopted. Item number 15, Resolution 21-146.